Welcome to A Closer Look. I'm Len Anderson. Today's sunset marks the fourth evening of Hanukkah, the Jewish Festival of Lights. It's an ancient celebration, one wrapped within Jewish history. But tomorrow, a local first for Hanukkah takes place. Anchorage's Providence, Alaska Medical Center, a Catholic facility, will hold its first ever Hanukkah party. On this Closer Look, we present a conversation of sorts on the Hanukkah celebration set for Providence Center's first floor chapel tomorrow afternoon at 4:30. It's Wednesday evening, December 9th, 2 days before the first candle of Hanukkah is lit. A half dozen singers with a guitarist are practicing Hanukkah songs at Anchorage's Temple Beth Shalom. They're rehearsing for that special Hanukkah celebration at Providence's center. Malka Osserman, a Jewish chaplain resident in Providence's Clinical Pastoral Education Program, organized tomorrow's event.
I just have this exuberance about my own tradition that I wanted to share with the Christian community. And I talked on my night shifts to people at the emergency rooms and the different floors. And everybody was very, very excited about it. People came to me and told me that they've never had a Hanukkah party and it's very, very special for them. So I decided that I'm going to do it.
Once Osserman decided to have a first-ever Hanukkah celebration at the hospital, well, then she needed participants to help her, especially singers.
I belong to the temple here, and I love to sing myself. And the choir got also excited, so it has been a really a wonderful experience, like one light. Rekindle other lights. My excitement got everybody else excited, too.
It's a historical celebration of a military victory, is what it was about 2,300 years ago.
Rabbi Michael Obleth of Temple Beth Shalom will perform the menorah lighting and Hanukkah blessing at the celebration. As the choir practiced down the hall, Rabbi Obleth described the origins of the eight-day observance. It arose after the empire of Alexander the Great faded away.
Eventually, his kingdom broke down, and the group that was controlling Israel at the time were Assyrian Greeks, and they imposed the Greek religious tradition on the Jewish communities there. And at the same time, there was the Hellenistic culture, the Greek culture, was very popular, very attractive, and Jews were assimilating into it as well. So there was society tension within Israel itself of those who were opposed to assimilation and those who were assimilating. So they had that tension working, and many, many people think, and I'm actually one of them, thinks that what actually happened was a civil war. It started a civil war within the Jewish community, and then the Greeks intervened. And the Jews then united with each other to fight the Greeks off. And about 2,200 years ago, they kicked the Greeks out, put the statue of Zeus that had been set up inside the temple in Jerusalem, threw it out, cleaned the temple, and then rededicated it. And they celebrated for 8 days. The stories we have are from the Book of Maccabees. There are two books of Maccabees, and they tell a story, and they talk about that the Jewish fighters, had missed celebrating the fall holiday of Sukkot, which is an eight-day holiday. And at that time, it was probably the most important holiday in the calendar. And because they had missed celebrating it, they dedicated the temple for 8 days in its honor. That's as close as we can come to a book written around that time that says why it was 8 days. But there was a later legend that grew up under the Romans that there was this little cruse of oil that was found that was supposed to burn for 1 day and it burned miraculously for 8 days. And it was really something symbolic of how the Jewish community under Rome could even handle the idea that previous Jewish community a couple hundred years before had actually been able to overthrow a military power, because they were living under Rome, which was a very powerful military presence in their midst. And so the story comes out as the metaphor, in a sense, for how the Jewish community defeated the Greeks.
So what are the elements of a Hanukkah celebration?
People have parties throughout this time. It's really a chance to gather together to light the candles. And for each day, we light another candle so that by the time we finish the holiday, there are the 8 main candles plus one extra one that lights the others burning. And we play the game of dreidel, which is a spinning top that many, many people are familiar with. And it was apparently like a ruse for the Romans to, because here we are celebrating a holiday that celebrates a military victory over an oppressive military power. And you're putting that in Rome's face, which is not the most popular thing under Roman law. And so you hide it with a game. The kids play the game and you talk about the holiday while you're playing this game. The chance to just celebrate, because the holiday, you're supposed to have your Hanukkah menorah, what we call a Chanukiah, in the window so people can see it. Because we live in a country where the traditions of the holiday are traditions of religious freedom and just freedom itself and the ability to express yourself and your beliefs without fear of persecution. And so the tradition of Hanukkah is to put your Chanukiah in the window so people can see it. And so having parties and celebrating, like going to Providence on the 16th, is a wonderful opportunity to do that. And I know we don't have many patients in there at this particular moment, but it gives a chance to outreach to the community and to the people that are there and the staff that are there who may have Jewish connections as well and want to have a place to celebrate for one particular afternoon and just have some fun. Anyone can come, anyone at all. It's a holiday that we know we're supposed to share the joy of freedom.
At tomorrow afternoon's Hanukkah celebration in the Providence, Alaska Medical Center's chapel, there'll be the menorah lighting and blessing by Rabbi Obleth, the Temple Beth Shalom Choir, readings for Hanukkah, and dreidels for the children. The chapel is located on the center's first floor, and the celebration takes place from 4:30 to 5:30. You're listening to KSKA's A Closer Look. Today we're giving some of the background for what appears to be the first ever Hanukkah celebration set for tomorrow at Providence Medical Center. The event was organized by Malka Osterman, a Jewish chaplain resident in Providence's Clinical Pastoral Education Program. Reverend Frank Macht oversees Providence's Spiritual Care Department, as well as the Chaplain Pastoral Education, or CPE, program in which Osterman is participating. Reverend Macht, an evangelical Lutheran minister, sees the event as, in part, representing the increasing diversity among the center's chaplain staff.
In the development or evolution of the department, and then about 4 or 5 years ago, we started to develop the CPE program, which through its students also brought a greater diversity of spiritual caregivers here to the hospital. At the same time, also, we hired a variety of chaplains, like a Russian Orthodox priest, a Lutheran minister, United Church of Christ minister, a Methodist pastor, another Lutheran of a different Lutheran denomination, who've joined us in ministry. And also cultural diversity is ever more growing with having priests here in the program and on staff from Nigeria and from Ghana. We do have a therapeutic musician here who is from Taiwan originally. You may pick up on my accent. I'm from Germany. And now with this year, we even have a Jewish chaplain resident here with Malka, who's originally from Israel. So just as our staff and our patients and those we serve are getting more and more diverse here, especially in Anchorage, where it's over 90 different languages in the school system, I mean, we see people here, and I think we need to be culturally sensitive and appropriate in responding to their needs.
Reverend Macht also thinks tomorrow's observance could represent a first step.
This could be the beginning of looking at interfaith celebration calendar throughout the year and see if we have resources even right here in the hospital or in the community to address those needs. Certainly celebration at a time of dealing with crisis and being mindful of God's presence in whatever form may be very helpful and help also our staff that often deal with difficult times and a lot of stresses to come together even for a short period of time of celebrating.
He sees tomorrow's celebration important in a variety of realms, both for the community and him personally.
This Hanukkah celebration and bringing the Jewish community here to the hospital also means a lot to me personally. I mentioned, you know, my German accent, and well known that we do have a lot of history that was very painful for me, certainly as a German or for my culture, in regard to the relationships with the Jewish tradition, going all the way back, of course, to the Holocaust. So to be a place where some of the tikkun, as the Hebrew language, mending and healing would take place, if we can do a little bit of that across those two cultures, but also include others, I think personally for me, that'd be very satisfying and hopefully touches the lives of others as well. Because, as I said earlier, often religion has caused a lot of hurt on individuals and sometimes among members of other traditions. I sure would hope that in the future, you know, we can build more bridges here at the hospital in our community, as, for example, we did last year with the Engaging in Islam series that was happening in Anchorage. And as a follow-up of that, we also had conversations with members of our Muslim community and trying to serve that population better while they're hospitalized. So I'm hopeful that there will be more to come, different things maybe yet not imagined.
Rabbi Obleth also sees faith-based ceremonies and events as bridges uniting various groups in the city as together people seek to help one another.
One of the aspects of this congregation that I'm very, very happy about and proud of is the outreach into the community that the members here represent in many, many different ways. I mean, like we had what's called the Mitzvah Mall here, which is a chance for, at this time, over like 35 different social agencies and nonprofits in Anchorage come in and allow people the chance to just come in and make contributions in honor of friends and give those as Christmas gifts or Hanukkah gifts. And I did that last year as well as this year. And I have friends and family that really loved receiving something like that and being remembered with a contribution to an organization in their name. And in fact, on December 22nd, there's the gift program in town here where Beth Shalom is the site where gifts will be given out for this east side, including Eagle River. And it'll be a wonderful way to help people participate in the holiday season, no matter what holiday they're celebrating. We recognize and try to teach that this is a time when people in all sorts of different religious traditions are celebrating and coming together as families. And sometimes it's actually really lonely for people to be alone at this time of year. And so to help the community come together in some way and to share the happiness that we have as a community with others in Anchorage is a real blessing for this place and for my congregation.
As for Hanukkah fitting into that unifying effort?
One of the main things about Hanukkah is, and that we try to that I try to teach as well and my congregants to respond to, is that it really is teaching respect between groups of people, between different groups, that everyone has a right to worship their traditions. And it's the responsibility of others who differ in those views to respect that and to honor those traditions as well. And that's one of the main things about Hanukkah that is important to me, that it really teaches us that, and that all traditions, religious traditions, are peaceful and oriented toward not harming other people, are positive and should be honored.
And according to Providence resident chaplain Malka Osterman, part of that honoring Hanukkah, whether Jewish or not, is to have fun.
The Jewish community in Anchorage is very small, and most of the patients are not Jewish, and the staff and the patients really were very, very excited about celebrating Hanukkah. Some of them came from bigger cities like Seattle, and they did have Jewish neighbors, and they were exposed a little bit for Hanukkah. But at the hospital itself, it's never happened, and it just caused a lot of exuberance and excitement, and I was swept with that excitement.
Once again, the Providence, Alaska Medical Center Hanukkah celebration takes place tomorrow afternoon from 4:30 to 5:30 in the first floor chapel. Everyone is welcome.
Hanukkah, Hanukkah, come light a menorah. Let's have a party, we'll all dance the chorah. Gather round the table, we'll give you a treat. Play those who play, bring latkes to eat. While we are dancing, the candles are burning low. One for each night, they share the sweet light.
You've been listening to A Closer Look, where we offer more in-depth presentations based on recent news and public event features. A Closer Look is a production of KSKA. For KSKA, I'm Len Anderson. Thank you for listening, and happy holidays.